Well, you know, I just listened to the Fear of the Hoodie part one there, and the very end of it, I needed another minute. So I wasn't going to make another audio boo, but I decided to finish the story because I think that's an important part of the story. So the young man was standing there, and he was saying, "I'm sorry, I was just being a kid, and I got carried away." And he was standing there mostly talking to Gene. You know, he was right in front of Gene there. And he says, "That was very honorable." Gene says to him, "That was very honorable of you to come back and say that." He says, "You're going to do fine in life. You're going to do a good job and have a good life because you faced your fears." And so when Gene was talking to him, I mean, there was a connection that was made between this young man and this old man, and I because of a hoodie. And that's why I wanted to tell that story. I wish I could have gotten it all in on one audio boo, but I didn't. After that, every day when this kid came home from school, he would turn around and he would wave at Gene, who's out in the front making paper mache. And I used to think, well, why doesn't the kid come up? And, you know, it would be nice for my story if the kid come up and they became friends and then he got interested in what Gene was doing with his paper mache. But that's all there was to it. That was it. That was the lesson. And every day for the entire year, I guess, I haven't seen him lately, but as he was coming home from high school, he would wave at Gene and Gene would wave back. So that's the end of the story, and I thought it had to be finished. And so, now I'll stop. Let's see, where's the stop button?